I am Pastor Mark Hetzner of St. Thomas Lutheran Church. Welcome to The Great Sending, God's Heart for the World Beating Through You, a series of devotions edited by Will Sons and published by 10th Power Publishing of Elgin, Illinois. This is the second season, episode number 5. Second season is all emphasizing engaging the disciples in the Great Sending. Episode 5 talks about the laborers in the vineyard and was written by Reverend Dr. David Bugler. In Matthew 20, verses 6 and 7, in a parable that Jesus tells, we are told, the man asks, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" And they said to him, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "Go into the vineyard too." Toward the end of Matthew chapter 19, Peter asked Jesus, "We have left everything and followed you. What then will we have?" A few verses later, Jesus teaches them, "Many who are first will be last, and the last first." Then, just 16 verses into chapter 20, Jesus will repeat, "So the last will be first, and the first last." What Jesus shares in between these verses is the parable of the laborers in the vineyard. Most of the details of this parable are true to life, but there is something unreal about the generosity of the vineyard owner. A denarius was a usual daily wage, and it was common for a vineyard owner to hire extra help when the grapes were ready for harvest. It is not difficult to understand why the workers who labored all day were indignant when a denarius was given to those who had worked only 1 hour. This, however, is a mission parable about the generous grace of God. There is danger in thinking this is a parable about compensation for work given. You see, this parable helps us better understand the mission of God. Not one of us is dealt with by our Father God according to reward based on merit. None of us gets what we deserve. Have you ever thought about the promise given to the repentant thief on the cross who asked Jesus to remember him? The thief was given the promise of paradise in the final hours of his life while he was nailed to a cross. That was a mission moment. The reward for every missionary in the Church of Jesus Christ is to participate in the greatest rescue effort in the face of human history, the rescue from sin, death, and hell. There is a lot of rescue necessary before the midnight hour. Some of us have been on the mission front from the dawn of our life. Do you see people standing around at the third hour? How wonderful that the Lord helps us out by calling them. Oh, look, at the sixth and ninth hours, still others are standing around. Jesus asks, "Why are you standing around doing nothing?" "No one has hired us," they answered. So they are sent into the vineyard. Hallelujah! Those of us who have been working all day are not doing such an amazing job that we have the harvest field covered. God be praised for more workers, no matter when in the day they come. Those of us who are working in the vineyard, we need help. We need all the help we can get. Yet this parable is not about us. It is about the overwhelming generosity of our God in His Son, Jesus Christ. This parable is about the many people standing around doing nothing. It is about working while it is daylight, because once the midnight hour comes, it will be a lot harder to see what we are doing. So, The last will be first, and the first will be last. Yes, this perishable parable is about the mission of God. So, as you reflect on this parable, I want to ask you, what is the danger of thinking this parable is about compensation for work completed? And what is the danger with thinking you deserve something special if you are a diligent worker in your congregation? Oh, there's more to think about, too. How many people are out there unemployed from kingdom work? Remember how Jesus asks, "Why are you standing around doing nothing?" Could it be our congregation is an employment agency for kingdom workers? Talk about some plans, think about, pray about, to improve the kingdom worker role at St. Thomas. Talk about that with others. Think also about our congregation as part of God's vineyard. What does it mean that our vines need to be pruned occasionally? What does it mean that our nourishment comes from the vine? What does it mean that the fruit you bear lasts into eternity? As you think about these last few questions, I suggest you read John chapter 15 and pray about what our Lord is saying to us there. Please pray with me. Precious vine of God's vineyard, we are branches seeking to bear fruit, but we confess, unless we abide in you, we can bear no fruit. Help us to draw our nourishment from your generous love. Prune us where it is necessary for our spiritual health, and graft unto your holy vine many more branches, that we all might be in mission while it is day, before the night comes. Finally, cause us to rejoice in thanks for your overwhelming generosity of grace in Christ Jesus. The fruit that is grown in your vineyard is eternal. Amen. This concludes episode 5. Have a great day.